You are welcomed into the room dedicated to the Parthenon by a colonnade reminiscent of the Acropolis's Propylaea. If you look right before passing through, you will see a temple column's footprint outlined on the ground. Nearly 2 meters in diameter, its dimensions are truly impressive. The construction of the temple dedicated to Athena Parthenos, the Virgin, probably began in 447 BC as part of the building program that Pericles devised for the city at the apex of its power. The marble used at the worksite originated from Mount Pentelicus, a full 14 kilometers from Athens, a truly considerable distance for the equipment used at that time. The design by the architects Ictinus and Callicrates employed about 800 workers who built a Doric temple called peripteral or surrounded by columns with 8 columns on the short sides and 17 on the long ones. Each column stands more than 10 meters tall. In his role as overseer, episkopos in Greek, Phidias relied on his entire entourage of collaborators and countless workers to produce the temple's sculptural decoration. In this immense work, it is hard to tell the master's hand from the hand of those working alongside him. Phidias's decorative program aimed to celebrate the city of Athens through its tutelary deity, the goddess Athena. The sculptural decoration covered 92 metopes of Doric frieze, over 160 meters of Ionic frieze around the cella that is a masterwork of classicism, and pediments experimenting with the iconic rendering of the figure's so-called wet drapery. To learn more about the monument's history and for details on its decoration, you are welcome to interact with the multimedia installation.